Jim Koloff on 93.5 The Mix, traveling with the Magical Mix Kids at Walt Disney World in Florida. And we're just wrapping up our beautiful and wonderful trip for 2021, our 21st annual trip to Disney. I'm here with Dr. Kim Newman, and she's also a part-time travel agent, as Kim really has done much of the heavy lifting, training, planning, advanced planning, record keeping ahead of the trip. And Kim, this trip has been wonderful. It's been fantastic, and all because a lot of what you have done ahead of time has made this trip so wonderful.
Well, you know, it's kind of like what I tell the families. You know, we plan ahead, and if they plan ahead as well, it generally tends to go a little bit smoother. So we've learned a lot over the years about things that kind of trip families up, things that we need to be warning them about or preparing them for, and then things that we need to plan ahead for to kind of circumvent some problems before they happen.
Kim, you and Anne-Marie Nielsen, our medical team, we call you, our two medical professionals that we've taken on the trip every year. You haven't been every year, but we've taken a doctor and a nurse every year on our trip. And you know, we haven't always needed your professional services, but even when we haven't needed them, I think the families feel so much better that you're here.
Well, I hope that's the case. I think, you know, a lot of them do, you know, even just in passing, ask questions. We get a lot of questions before the trip. About what to take, what to prepare for, a lot of questions about which rides are appropriate for their children based on their medical needs, or sometimes the parents themselves or other siblings. This year, I think the big thing has been COVID, which has been the big thing in everyone's lives for the last year and a half now. So that added a new wrinkle for us this year.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And you were very progressive on planning for that and testing for that. Let's talk about what you and Anne and your in your professional opinion thought we needed to do, which was the right thing to make sure everyone was safe.
Yeah, so, you know, before last fall, it became really clear that there was no safe way to make this kind of a group trip. And I don't even know that Disney was back open by then. And so as this trip was in the planning stages, initially it really looked like COVID was kind of not winding down, but really kind of tapering off. And then, of course, we had this Delta surge, you know, long after we had made all of the arrangements and had the families hyped up to go and their accounts set up with Disney and everything else. And so we really struggled with how to do this the most safely. And I asked one of my practice partners, actually, at one point, I said, "Do you think we're crazy for even trying to do this?" And, you know, she thought about it and she said, "You know, I think we're at the point where we're going to have to be living with COVID, and we're going to have to figure out how to safely do as much as we can, and you know, incorporate it into what we're doing." So what we ended up doing was we tested everyone. We tested everybody 3 weeks before we left, and that wasn't so much that being positive then would impact them in terms of being contagious when we left, but because the positivity can linger. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to exclude somebody a few days before the trip who had in fact had COVID and didn't know it in the preceding 3 months. And so we tested everybody then, and then we tested everybody within the first 3 or 4 days before we left. We took advantage of, I think, kind of an underutilized resource, which is the free COVID testing kits that are available through the state of Iowa, the public health department.
Yeah, they worked out great. Everyone could do it at home and send them in, and everyone did, and they were emailed back the results, which were shared with the chaperones and yourself, and it really worked out great. It was
did.
A great plan.
Yeah.
But we did have one family, unfortunately, that week before we left that did have a member of the family test positive.
Yeah, we actually had two people become positive between the first testing and the second. The first person was right after we had tested everyone within that week after got sick and was beyond his contagious period and safe to travel. And then unfortunately, one of the kids tested positive just 2 or 3 days before we left. And so unfortunately that family has had to defer their trip. We're hoping to work with them to get them on their way as soon as they're all well again.
Yeah, we will send them either next year or maybe we'll do something different and they'll go on their own, but we told them they'll definitely go and they'll just have to be a little more patient, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's been a fantastic trip. All the planning that you did and all the chaperones did and the families did has paid off. Everyone I've talked to has had a wonderful time. We've had to wear masks inside and while traveling, but outdoors, people have been able to take their masks off. But with mask or no mask, I've seen the smiles on their faces.
Absolutely.
Whether their mask is on or not. It's been a great trip.
If we've learned anything, we've learned to figure out when people are smiling, even through a mask.
With their eyes, you can tell. Yeah. Well, thank you for all that you do and have done. And all we got to do now is hop on the plane and we're home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks again. Jim Koloff broadcasting with the Magical Mix Kids on 93.5 The Mix.